School districts across the country are ditching traditional classes, you know, desks in a row, rigid lesson plans, teacher lectures, for an approach where students have more of a say in what they learn and how they learn it. It's called student-centered learning, and in one New Hampshire district, it's having a big impact on test scores and graduation rates. Rachel Gottbaum has the story.
Not that long ago, the high school in Pittsfield, New Hampshire, had some of the lowest standardized test scores in the state and was known as a dropout factory. But over the last 6 years, the school district has overhauled its approach to education. Jenny Wellington teaches high school English here.
So in the past, you'd write an essay, and here's your grade, and it's not ever going to tell me whether you learned anything.
And now in most classes, grades are not used to measure progress. She says the focus is on learning.
I can say, you're doing really well with the writing, but your grammar is a little weak, so we need to work on that. So I can separate all of their skills, too, as opposed to just, well, there's your essay, you got a 95, moving on.
Pittsfield is one of dozens of school districts in the country that has invested in what's called student-centered learning. At the high school, students map their own progress and won't get a grade until the very end of the year.
What we came up with in our group was pretty much it's the dad who's...
In Wellington's class, students are on their own path to master skills like writing, research, and literary analysis.
And the elves we figured were the nurses.
On this day, Wellington students are discussing contemporary American poetry. They determine the format of the class and come up with their own questions for the reading. Wellington sometimes joins them, and other times observes and gives guidance from the floor.
Yes, Wellington. I have a question.
Where does it say father in this poem?
Students in Pittsfield have a lot of say over how they learn and even how the school is run. Their government council presents directly to the school board, and they lead their own parent-teacher conferences.
I love it. I went to Central High School in Manchester, New Hampshire before.
Alyssa Sullivan is in her last year here.
And it's a total different experience. I didn't really get much one-on-one time before, and here I just feel more included.
The move to student-centered learning isn't cheap. This small district received more than $4 million in government and foundation grants to train teachers and add staff. Now test scores and graduation rates have greatly improved. And recently, the school district has expanded personalized learning to its elementary school. Before that, 8-year-old Zach was struggling, says his mother, Tessie Simpson.
Last year, I dealt with a child that every day, you know, crying in the morning that he was stupid or trying to do a homework assignment that he just couldn't do or didn't want to do.
Then Zach enrolled in the new classes.
His confidence is different. He's really trying and maintaining focus. There's just something different about the dynamic of that classroom and the way they're teaching.
But it's not clear whether this approach actually works better. One major study found big improvements in math and reading among kids who participated in personalized learning. But there are few other comprehensive studies. That's because there's no standard yet. Each school is adapting its own version, and that makes it hard to measure. Jenny Wellington, the Pittsfield High School teacher, says this is a giant paradigm shift. Not all teachers are suited to this new approach.
It has to be about you going into the classroom and letting go of your ego.
In Pittsfield, there's a high teacher turnover rate. Much of that has to do with the low salaries here, she says, but also because student-centered learning is not how educators are taught to do their job.
Teachers are not comfortable giving up their power. But I don't see it as giving up your power. I actually see it as shared power, which makes the job a lot easier.
She believes her students are more invested in their education and better equipped to adapt to an uncertain job market after they graduate. The school district is running out of the grant money that helped fund its conversion, but there are no plans to slow down. More student-centered classes will be offered this fall. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.
And that story was produced in partnership with the Hechinger Report.